You ever have a problem not thinking when you don't want to think? You're all thinking about that question now, aren't you? But, you know, wait a minute, I don't want to think that anymore. Maybe you have thoughts that you shouldn't have, and maybe thoughts about people, whatever it might be, but they're there, and you just say, I don't want to think that anymore. And sometimes you just, your mind just, it just keeps, it's so busy, you allow your mind to sort of drift over into unforgiveness and pride and lust and anger and all kinds of attitudes and all kinds of thoughts in your mind that you know are just dragging you down. Then there are those thoughts that are there of love and of kindness and thoughts of goodness towards other people and thoughts of holidays, peaceful, happy thoughts, happy trails to you. You're going to be thinking that all the time I'm preaching now. Thoughts. The truth is, your mind is always working. Your mind is working all the time. Just what our mind is working on is the question. I want you to turn to Colossians chapter 3. Colossians chapter 3, and I like to call this the thinking chapter. And we don't have time to dissect the whole chapter, but I believe that we can get an understanding of the power of captive thinking by looking at this chapter. But before we begin, let's pray, shall we? Father in heaven, we thank you that you have called us as your people. You have called us together. You've said, do not forsake the assembling together in my name. And Lord, this is one of those moments where we have gathered together. We have worshiped you in song and, Lord, and in prayer. We've come to you and talked to you throughout the morning. And Lord, this morning specifically, we come now to your word, and we just pray that you would just clear our minds so that we would hear from you today, God. Speak to our heart so that we would know better how to capture our thinking. Pray this in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Everything really starts with thoughts, doesn't it? What we do is because of what we think we can do. Where we go is because we know we can go there. Who we are is by how we think. Everything starts with thoughts. So let's look at Colossians chapter 3. Right at the beginning. Since then you have been raised with Christ. Set your hearts on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things. For you died, and your life is now hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. To have the power of captive thinking, you have to first of all know what you think. You got to know what you think. Now let me say first that our minds are continually bombarded. I mean, there's always something that's trying to vie for our mind. Television, newspaper articles, words that we hear, sights that we see. Our mind's always receiving something in here. And sometimes that's good, and sometimes that's not so good. And the question is, how can you and I live a godly life and think right when we live in a world that's throwing all of these things that are not right at our mind? How do we live in this kind of a culture in our world and think right? Well, let me just say that it's not going to change. The world's not going to change. But you can change. See, what you think today is affecting your life more than you realize. Who you are today is a result of what you've been thinking all these years of your life. And that's why I think this message is so appropriate today for those graduating. What you think today is going to determine where you are going tomorrow. You see, it's our thoughts that cause us to become who we are. I love the comic strip Peanuts. I love to eat peanuts, but I love to to visually look at the cartoon character of Lucy and Linus and Charlie Brown, because I can identify with him more and more each day. But Lucy says to her little brother Linus, "Boy, do I feel crabby." And Linus responds in this cartoon the way most of us respond when we're around somebody who's grumpy. "Maybe I can help you. Why don't you just take my place here in front of the TV while I go and fix you a nice snack? Sometimes we just all need a little pampering to help us feel better." That you know, Linus, I mean, it's like all of us seated here. We're always willing to be of assistance in the presence of a grump. You know, I mean, you all are. And Linus returns with a sandwich, chocolate chip cookies, and a glass of milk. "Now," he asks, "is there anything else I can get you? Is there anything else I haven't thought of?" And Lucy takes the tray and says, "Yes, there's one thing you haven't thought of." And then she screams, "I don't want to feel better." A lot of us don't want to feel better. Sitting today, and you might be saying, "I don't know, I thought the message was going to be a little different than it is today." Because you don't want to feel better. Proverbs 23:7 says, "As a man thinks in his heart, so is he." Another translation says it this way: "As a man thinks in his heart, so does he become." Our Colossians passage explains, in order to get our heart right, we need to think right. Wherever the mind goes, there you will find the person. Does that make sense? Isn't that amazing? What we think, we will end up acting that out in our life. You talk about power. I mean, what is in here in our mind ultimately expresses itself somewhere with us, at some point with us. The mind is so powerful, and that's why you got to know what you think. You got to know what you... We either do something or we say something that's right here in our mind. And we can learn so much about ourselves if we would just take time to listen to how we talk. Because we deceive ourselves so much about the condition of our heart, and we can really find out what the true condition of our heart is by listening to ourselves speak. Many times we'll have things against people in our heart that we're not even admitting in our mind. If we just listen as we talk about them, or the attitude that we have when we get around them, we know that there's something in there that needs to be dealt with. Turn to the person next to you and say, "What's been on your mind lately?" I knew you'd laugh. I knew you'd laugh, because we really don't want to tell anybody what's on our mind. You're thinking about the roast in your oven. Or what special is going to be at Wendy's today. They don't have specials, in case you're wondering. You're going to go in there and... Sad to say, most of us are like Lucy. I don't want to feel better. But you can. Because you have a choice. The longer you live, the more your life is shaped by choice. You decide what you eat. How many of you decide what you're going to eat? I feel sorry for the rest of you. As a child, you decide which toy to play with. As you get older, you decide what toy you're going to buy. The price is higher. You choose whether you'll do your homework or whether you watch TV. You choose which friends to spend your time with. You choose whether to finish high school, go to college. You choose who you're going to marry, when you're going to marry, where you'll work, if you'll work. You choose. You choose how you think. I don't know what kind of circumstances that you've had to face in your life. You may have had a really tough time. You may have faced extreme hardship. You may have suffered terrible tragedies. But you still have the choice of how you think. Amen. Well, there's such power in captive thinking, but you can only have it when you know what you think, and secondly, when you choose to think right. Now look at this. Look at these verses, beginning at 5 now. Put to death, therefore, whatever belongs to your earthly nature, sexual immorality, impurity, lust, evil desires, and greed, which is idolatry. Because of these, the wrath of God is coming. You used to walk in these ways in the life you once lived, but now you must rid yourselves of all such things as these: anger, rage, malice, slander, and filthy language from your lips. Do not lie to each other, since you've taken off your old self with its practices and have put on the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge in the image of its creator. Knowing what you think is important, but so is choosing what you think. See, there's such hope in these verses. Because you notice, and I read this in the Colossians passage in the New International Version, it says, put to death. Yeah. The only way that I know that you can put something to death is by starving it. Quit feeding what isn't right. Quit looking for ways in which you can feed these things that are spoken of here into your mind. Stop it, basically. I know it's very easy to say, well, I can't help it. Oh, yes, you can. You know how I know you can? Because the Bible says you can. And I believe the Word of God. How many of you believe the Word of God this morning? I do too. I believe that I can put to death those things that I don't need to think about anymore. Those things that are dragging me down, those things that are consuming every part of my very nature that takes me away from who God is. Further and further and further. I don't have to feed that anymore. I can starve those thoughts. And I have to choose how to. I have to choose to think. And how I think is how I will live. How I think determines what mood I will be in, much like Lucy. You see, our thoughts not only affect who we are, but it affects what we are. I'm grumpy. Leave me alone. Thoughts of it. Now, there are days I am grumpy. And Joan still wakes me up. I'm grumpy today. You have to preach. Go to church. But I'm grumpy. It doesn't matter. Preach grumpiness. I don't care. Thoughts affect our mood. You can have a lot of negative, down, depressing thoughts, and your mood guaranteed will be affected. See, it'll take a drastic nosedive along with your thoughts. If you think long enough that you can't do it, you won't do it. If you think long enough that a person is not right for you, they won't be right in your eyes. If you think that your children aren't going to turn out the best that you want them to, they won't. Because our thoughts control who we are. That's power. Amen? Wow. So we have to consistently choose right thinking. It's not what you think right one time is going to change your life. Oh, if I think right today, whoo, I'm going to be changed. Don't. This is something you're going to have to do over and over and over and over and over and over. Think ever-ready battery when it comes to your thoughts. On and on and on. Thinking, always thinking consistently, thinking right. Keep on thinking right. On and on and on and on. Again and again and again. When you get tired of taking every thought captive, you still do it over and over and over. And when Satan tells you it's not working, you keep on taking every thought captive again and again and again. And when people tell you that it's not working, you keep on and on and on. And if you keep that up, I guarantee you that you will have what the Bible says. You will have the abundant life. But you've got to keep on doing it. I love what verse 11 says here. It says here, there's no Greek or Jew, circumcised or uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave or free, but Christ is all and is in all. Do you know what? Do you know what that says? it says that anyone can choose to think right. If you're angry, you choose not to be. If you're hurt, you can determine not to be. If you're depressed, you can put that to death. If you're having a pity party, you can resolve it. If you're grumpy, you can make a decision not to be. Lucy, you can choose not to be grumpy. Power of captive thinking. You have it when you know what you think, when you choose what you think, when you enjoy what you think. See, if you go on, look at this. Here, verse 12, therefore, as God's chosen people, holy, dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other. Forgive whatever grievances you may have against one another. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. And over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts. Since as members of one body, you are called to peace. Be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. It goes on and on. Sing songs and hymns and whatever you do, whether in word or deed, verse 17, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Enjoy what you think. Clothe yourself. That's what it says. I've got to clothe myself. I've got to get rid of those old things. I got to get rid of the stuff. I got to stop feeding it. I got to put it to death. And then I got to clothe myself. Put on. See, we're called to get rid of all the negative stuff and put on all the good stuff. If I were to think for a long time about how somebody hurt me, how somebody gossiped about me, how somebody lied or said hurtful things to me or about me, it would be virtually impossible for me to treat them good. Or as if nothing happened the next time that I saw them. But you see, if I don't think about those things, if I put those things to death, then I can clothe myself with the good things. And when I clothe myself with the good things, look what happens in verse 18. Wives, submit to your husbands as is fitting in the Lord. Husbands, love your wives. Do not be harsh with them. Children, obey. All the stuff flows if we get this in gear. If we start thinking right. And if we enjoy what we're thinking as unto him. Mark Twain was right when he said, when I was younger, I could remember anything, whether it happened or not. And that's a lot of us. We remember things that maybe have happened that haven't happened. Why? Because of our mind. We think they've happened. We assume they've happened. Are you enjoying what you're thinking today? Are you enjoying, even right now, what you're thinking? Does it line up with the Word of God? Every day of my life, every single day of my life, every day of my life, I will have thoughts that come against me. And I need to evaluate whether they line up with God's word, and I need to speak out of my mouth what the word of God says, and I need to interrupt those thoughts that are going into my mind. And when I do that, when I purposely take captive every thought that enters into the small mind of mine, it stops Satan right in his tracks from getting me down, defeated, rejected, hurt, and thinking things I don't need to think about. The best thing about this is you can do this. You can. When you don't feel like getting up in the morning, you can take that thought captive. When you feel like you don't want to go to church, you can take that thought captive. When you wonder what people are saying about you, doing to you, when you question who you are, where you're at, when you feel depressed, when you're told you'll never be anything but depressed, when you're stressed out, when you're burnt out, when you're assured that nobody can do anything with you because you're told that you're too sick and worn out, when you're called a wash-up, a has-been, uncool, take that thought captive and send it back, COD to where it came from. And I tell you, if you do that over and over and over again, you will have victory over anything in your life. Anything. And you will start living life to the fullest because you're thinking thoughts that are right and you're enjoying what's there. I'm responsible for how I think, for the way I think. You're responsible for your thoughts. And so I want to take some time for responsibility today. Pastor Jeremy, I want to close with I Surrender All again. Is that okay? And I want you to come, Pastor Jeremy, start playing along the chorus there. And I want you to bow your heads and close your eyes, and I want us to take some responsibility today. I want you to choose today how you want to live. I want you to choose today that you will decide to end your pain that's being reliving in your mind over and over. Choose today that you want to end the hurt that's allowing your pity party. Choose today, basically I'm asking you, choose today whom you will serve. Because that really is what it comes down to. Do you serve the one who gave his very life for you? Do you serve the one who knows you, who created you, who adores you? Then get rid of all the thoughts that hinder your relationship with him. Do you serve the one who walked through every emotion as a man so that he could understand us as a God, that we would no longer have any excuse to not believe him? Who do you serve today? Who do you serve? I invite you to bow your heads and close your eyes. I'm going to ask you if you're going to make a choice today. Who do you serve? Do you serve God? Or do you serve your hurt? Do you serve God or do you serve your anger? Do you serve God or do you serve your depression? Do you serve God or do you serve your lust? Do you serve God or do you serve your suffering? Whom do you serve? If you're willing to say today, I'm going to start starving those thoughts. And I'm going to begin feeding thoughts of how I can be kind today, how I can put on the clothing that I need to put on. How do you want me to show compassion, Lord? Maybe you want to say, Lord, I want to be filled with your Holy Spirit so that I may demonstrate forgiveness today. Start starving those things that are coming between you and your relationship with God. Stop negative thoughts. Stop feeding them anymore. See, you have a choice today of who you want to serve. And I'm going to ask you, well, Pastor Jeremy's playing there. If you're willing to say today, I'm giving it up. Hasn't been working. I'm going to stop feeding. And I'm going to starve those things that are negative in my mind. I just want you to stand up where you're seated. Just stand up. Every head's bowed, every eye's closed. Just stand up. Just stand up before the Lord. Lord bless, Lord bless, Lord bless, Lord bless you. People are standing. Lord bless all of you. Lord bless you. Lord bless you. Lord bless you. You can take your thoughts captive today and begin living. I mean, really living with joy, with anticipation, with peace, by simply surrendering it all, with freedom, living in the power of captive thinking. If you're willing to say today, I got to stop that. I got to start living right. I got to get rid of that hurt, that pain. Just stand up. Stand where you see it. Lord bless you. 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 If you're willing to say, God, thank you. Thank you for being the source of strength in my life. Thank you that you've shown me a long time ago that I needed to keep starving that. But help me, Lord, to continue doing that. Make that your prayer today, that I will serve only you, God. I will serve only you. I will put to death those things that are getting in the way of my relationship with you, God. While every head is bowed, every eye is closed, I want us all to stand. All of us to stand, please. And I want the worship team to come up here. We're going to close with just the chorus of I Surrender All. And we're going to sing it to him. And as we're singing it, make this your prayer today, that you are surrendering all. I'm surrendering my pain. I'm surrendering my thought life, God. I'm surrendering it all to you because I want to think right now. I want to think right, God. I want to think only heavenly thoughts, thoughts that only you give, and I'm going to take those thoughts captive. I'm going to realize what I'm thinking, and I'm going to enjoy what I'm thinking, God, for a change, because they're going to be thoughts about you. So now it doesn't mean you're not going to struggle with it, but it does mean that you're choosing today that you're going to deal with it every moment of your life. And seeing that, while your eyes are closed and your head is bowed, I surrender all.